You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Stugatz wasn't making that up. He was looking up ways to get private investigators to dig up some dirt on whoever it was in the lineup at WFAN whose job he could take out by revealing, you know, well, it's criminal behavior.
Give me their information, Stu. I can find anything out. You don't go to a private investigator. Go to a 20-something girl.
I promise you I tried.
Can you
guys, their Venmo names.
Can you guys tell me where it is that we are in the show? That, Lucy, we're about to get to a video of yours very soon. 7 minutes of sterling content. How would you promote or tease what's coming up later in the show?
Well, I do cry. That's expected. But this was actually one of my favorite videos we've ever done. I was really proud of it. We mentioned it a little in the video. We actually had kind of a tough time getting fans to talk to us for a little bit because none of them were drunk. But eventually, it all worked out. We made some friends. I was super happy with how this video turned out, how the trip turned out, and Game Time made it all possible. So thank you, Game Time.
But you're telling me that basically the lubricant of liquor, tailgates, and stuff helps football fans be a little looser on camera than Iowa basketball championship fans?
Well, the Iowa fans were drunk, so it was easy to talk to the Iowa fans. I would say that people are less worried about their digital footprint when they're like four drinks deep. And unfortunately, UConn, NC State, South Carolina, respect to all those teams, but their fans were simply just not drinking enough before the game.
Stugatz, I want to tell the audience and ask the shipping container, because I think we might have a room divided on a guest that we have later in the show that is legitimately legendary, a legitimately legendary pioneer. When we tell people that Cheech is going to be on the show later.
I thought you were talking about Stan Van Gundy.
Do you think that Jessica, Lucy, and Jeremy have any respect for who Cheech is? I'm sorry, Jessica, you're rolling your eyes at me. Do I deserve that? I'm just curious. Cheech.
Come on. I'm not saying that it was like of my time, but yes, obviously, yeah. We've all heard, Lucy's heard of Cheech and Chong. I have.
Okay.
I'm wow. shocked.
It's a fair
wow.
question
That's
for Dan to ask.
That's a first song for me. Wow.
I
mean,
I just thought we were having a guest on that might not be relevant to the day, but is relevant to me and Stugatz's day. So I didn't mean to
he's
put
He's relevant
that...
enough to a day that he's relevant to us on this day.
Okay. So Cheech is going to be on with us later. I was really asking the question innocently.
I think when you think marijuana, Cheech is the first name you think of. Cheech Chong Stugatz.
What I was going to say Snoop Dogg.
Snoop as well.
Woody
yeah.
Harrelson, right?
Yeah.
It's not like the top that like comes to mind.
No. Three Americans.
He's on the list.
Khalifa.
Ricky Williams.
Wiz Khalifa's a good one.
Yeah. Up there. Ricky, you got yourself a top five there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cheech is 77?
What? Sorry, I felt like he was a lot younger if he was your time. This is nice of me to say to you, by the way.
But this is why I was asking. Jessica rolled her eyes at me.
I didn't mean to roll my eyes. Sometimes it's like an involuntary reflex thing. I really didn't mean to do it that time, but it really happens, and then I can't control it, and I feel bad. I get called out a lot at home for doing this, and I don't mean to do it.
Okay, but this is what I'm going to tell you I keep stumbling into around here. It is, to me, a helpful device, right? Because I'm 55 and I shouldn't be talking about hip hop. I just shouldn't be. I've aged out of certain things.
Really?
But I don't think so, brother. I think you're wrong in that, because hip hop is just turning 50 itself. So now we have 50-year-olds and 50-year-old rappers even that we have never been this place in rap history before. So 55-year-olds are, of course, allowed to talk about rap.
Are you older than hip hop?
I'm about the same age.
Oh, my God. Wow.
What, Sugar Hill Gang, right? What is that? Where does that start? 76?
We all strive to be old. And old is the goal, baby. So, shoot, salute for staying alive.
All right. But thank you. But
I shouldn't be laughing.
Wouldn't you understand?
I'm old, too.
Wouldn't you understand where it is that I might feel when bringing on someone like Cheech? That might not connect with young people in the way the show needs to connect with young people. And so when you roll your eyes at me, I find it deeply hurtful.
Well, that's a different question.
Rapper's Delight was 1979, by the way.
Huh.
I think Jess rolling her eyes is like a sneeze. Like, I don't really think it's something she can control.
I understand that, but the honesty in it, I appreciate the honesty in it. I do. I don't want that to be concealed. Here goes Dan again. He's going to ask me, hey, young person, have you heard of this? And yes, that's how I age. That is how I stumble into... I don't know whether you've heard of Cheech Marin, so now will you give me permission to introduce you to him if you have not? It's actually more helpful for you not to know who I'm talking about.
I didn't know he had a last name. I thought it was like a Madonna, Beyonce, Cheech Chair. Type of deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do think it's interesting Michael. taking a tally of the room. Lucy, Cheech, more relevant than Don Imus.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe the meter that we put it at.
Okay. But look at all the content birthed from Lucy not knowing who Don Imus was. We then stumbled upon a picture of him in a cowboy hat and said to people, yeah, that ruled the 80s in radio. It did.
Not a fan. Anti-Don.
How did we not see this revolution coming in 2024 that was ruling the land?
People named Don in 2024, not quite for us.
No.
Don Tolliver, salute.
Oh, well, we got one then.
Don Staley.
You dig.
Boom.
Lucy, right. Speaking of which, because we've been talking a lot of women's basketball this week, and Caitlin Clark is now having her number retired, Stugatz, 3 days after.
It's a bit early, no?
It took long enough. The second the game ended, your number's retired.
Can we wait a year?
No.
Let me just, I do want, when people talk about the moment that we're in, okay, because you've just seen something that doesn't have a lot of precedent, where we've all seen the gold mine that can be women's sports as a made-for-television revenue stream, just birthed in Iowa. In Iowa. A great American sports story that belched economy. And what are the numbers, Lucy, on the guesstimates of what Caitlin Clark just did in Iowa, for Iowa, by being the center of a revolution where every 20 million people, 19 million people are watching a women's basketball game, football numbers at 3 p.m. on a Sunday.
So the Iowa City mayor came out and said that for Iowa City alone, Caitlin Clark and the Iowa women's basketball team is estimated to have generated $82.5 million of revenue for Iowa City, which is absolutely insane to think about, just with how many people are coming to town. They've sold out every game they've played this year, merch sales, food, everyone coming to see Caitlin. It's one of the coolest things you've ever seen. And like, it gives a lot of hope for the W in the sense that like that revenue and that money can continue to follow her where she goes. And that's going to spread the wealth for everyone.
Well, that's why what's happening is so important and why so silly the question. Well, can they recreate it again next year? How do you recreate it against next year? You do the sport a service by doubting it, by respecting it enough to doubt that it can reinvent itself when you just got handed a giant economy that everyone can see. All of us can see in the birthing of NIL. Well, wait a minute. So you're telling me the most famous American basketball player in the world, college or pro, men's or women, is Caitlin Clark. She's the biggest star in American basketball.
LeBron James.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, forgive me. But she's going right now in the middle
She's currently the biggest star, I think.
In what it is that, okay, for for the month, at the middle of a movement, Caitlin Clark is the thing sports is talking about.
LeBron was talking about Caitlin Clark. I mean,
I want to also say, like, because I think something that gets lost in the conversation about Caitlin doing this at Iowa is the history of girls and women's basketball in the state of Iowa, which we did a whole thing on Off the Looking Glass like 2 years ago. Iowa had 6-on-6 basketball up until very recently, and it was so popular in the state that in the 1950s, there were arenas being sold out where tens of thousands of fans were going to watch girls' basketball. And so it is a state where basketball has been a huge part of its makeup for decades, and so this happening in Iowa, I think, well, you might not think of the University of Iowa as like basketball powerhouse because it has, sorry, Lucy, it's true.
We're they back. Haven't, we are now.
They haven't won a national championship in like the modern era.
Next year.
But, I mean, two back-to-back Final Fours and two national championships back-to-back is pretty good, even though you lost. But like the state of Iowa is a cradle of girls and women's basketball.
I 100% agree. Even if taking Iowa, like the university, out of the equation, if you look at Iowa State, they have amazing attendance numbers. They have a superstar themselves in Audie Crooks. It's really cool to see this state that may not get a ton of attention as kind of flyover land become just sort of like a brief like center of the women's basketball universe for a period in time.
It is a fair question to ask. I don't think people are being critical when they ask that question, is this going to continue moving forward? It's a fair question because you only have the Caitlin Clark story once, Dan. That's it. Like, I can't guarantee you that it will be appointment television for me next year when Iowa plays. I cannot guarantee that. Hopefully I'm there, but I can't guarantee I'm going to be there. And I think a lot of people feel the same way.
Two words. Juju Watkins. She will break every single record Caitlin Clark has. She will, if she decides to stay in college for long enough, she will shatter all these records. So stay tuned.
Yeah, I think the thing that like you take with Caitlin is like even though people were tuning, and Dawn Staley said this, even though people were tuning in to see Caitlin, because of that everyone got to see how good South Carolina was and everyone was reminded how great Paige Beckers was. And it's sad that they needed Caitlin to sort of be the catalyst for that, but at least it brought some sort of attention where we're talking about the transfer portal today and names that are going to enter, and we know Haley Van Lith and Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, and like there are a lot of players who are still going to be sticking around in the college game that people are going to care about, specifically Juju Page, and then you also have these players that now you know about that are going to the W.
Also, at the end of the day, women's basketball, it's just basketball, and if you want to watch basketball, it's a pretty good product. Yeah. So I mean, yeah, maybe you don't have the Caitlin Clark effect next year, but people that like basketball are going to watch basketball.
Exactly. Real hoopers are always going to be there, and salute to all the real hoopers around the world. We didn't mention this yet. Great career, Tara Vanderveer. Oh, my God. What she did for Stanford all these years. She had
one of the GOATs.
Bruh, she is one of the GOATs.
All-time
leading
wins.
Congratulations on a great career, bit, sis.
I would leave also if I had to fly to Blacksburg, Virginia on a Wednesday randomly next year.
Stugatz, I stumbled through it. What I meant to say is that Caitlin Clark right now is the most famous white American basketball player in this country.
It's a big difference.
Yes, it is. It is a big difference. It is. But still, it matters.
Takes LeBron out of the equation.
My point is, though, that is valuable. Yes, it does take LeBron out of the equation. Yes.
Tyler Hero.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world. But once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time! To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Dan Le Batard.
All of us who were watching college football elevated everything the weekend was because we missed football in general so very much.
You didn't watch the ending of UTEP Jacksonville State. It was awesome.
A dizzy.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Stugatz.
It's such a lane for you. Just everything in college football is awesome. Any single thing that happens, she gets deliriously happy about.
Don't you miss viewing sports through that prism, though? Like, I'm envious of Lucy. Like, I wish that I could still be happy.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
Iowa has been there for two straight years and nothing. The lengths that Caitlin goes to, the distance where she fires. Oh no, we're down too much. Let's step it up. Three from the corner, that miss, it goes just right. Losing my religion, trying to score with SC, and I don't know if we can do it. Oh no, we're down so much. I haven't done enough. Thought that I heard you praying. Oh, Rose, can you please save me? I know that you just saw me cry.
Juju, you're a good teammate.
That was really good. You, that was great.
That was a great job. Thank you. My brother Jeremy Taché, man.
Thanks.
Pipes of gold.
Thank you, guys. Support. Thank you.
And also, Juju, you're a good teammate.
Yeah, that's also true.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
I don't know why everyone got so defensive about that.
Well, because everybody normally
tears me down.
I was just admiring.
He was dripping in sarcasm.
I was just admiring Juju's work. That's it. Juju was allowed to shine during that, too. It doesn't always have to be about Jeremy. Jeremy likes it to always be about Jeremy. Jeremy loves to do jazz hands. And look at me. I'm sideline reporter. I win Emmys. Look at me. I'm everywhere. I get to make songs. Look at me.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
And there, so sometimes that guy needs teammates. And Juju's a good teammate. What did I say that was anything other than positive?
You threw some love in the water and it's like chum for the
everybody wants to get defensive.
It wasn't sarcastic?
Lucy,
you didn't answer.
Lucy, we have, I rolled my eyes at you.
Like a sneeze.
It doesn't mean anything. Lucy, the video that you're about to throw this to, you are proud of it. You're saying it's some of your finest work. We have had, I think we can all agree, an uneven year of Lucy coverage where sometimes the content, when she delivers it, is wonderful almost every time, but sometimes she fails to deliver it because of a series of calamities.
Well, that was Army-Navy. That was tough. That was the credential issue. That was tough. Everything went right outside of the national championship game this trip.
But every video, when you, it can be said that you are batting 1,000. That when you deliver, you deliver a video, when you deliver it, you don't always deliver it.
Oh, so then I'm not batting 1,000.
Well, but no, but when it gets delivered.
Sure. I think 1,000. I know what you're trying to say.
Yes.
Right.
This is
of the ones that have been delivered, you're batting 1,000.
This is
my days. And she's just awesome every time she drops the mic, you know?
Thank you. I worked very hard on these, but I think a lot of the credit should go to Rose and the editors for this video. They
praise
do a
fast.
Rose. Phenomenal job.
Very good, Rose.
Way to go, Rose.
She does amazing. Although her prayers weren't exactly what I wanted at the time, she did
prayers.
Such a good job
shitty
helping
prayers.
With this video.
No,
and
Rose is a shitty
well.
Prayer. No, Rose. No, Rose. Shitty prayer. Prays poorly.
She did her best, and I'm proud of her.
I have a bitchin' headache, and I've lost my voice, and my back hurts so bad. But do you know why that doesn't matter? Because the University of Iowa is going to the goddamn national championship for the second year in a row.
Who is your favorite player in the Final Four that doesn't play for South Carolina?
Caitlin Clark.
We're really excited about seeing Caitlin Clark.
I mean, Iowa and Caitlin Clark.
Right answer.
Caitlin Clark. When she broke the record,
That was amazing.
Oh, who are we rooting for?
Gotta say South Carolina.
Not wrong answer.
Rooting for Iowa, but a
South right Carolina. Answer.
Like, if you could make a deal in barter, what's the, like, what would you give up for Iowa to win a national title?
I would give up my left nut and half of my right nut to win a national championship.
We've had a bit of a tough time getting people to talk to us. Specifically, like, we've had, like, Iowa fans have talked to us, and you can't even really tell them wearing an Iowa shirt that much because of the blazer. And I can tell you why Iowa fans have talked to us, because they're the only people here who've been drinking. Have you ever heard of the Dan Le Batard Show?
The what?
I don't even know what you just said, no.
100% we have. This is Lucy Rodin. She works for the Rodin. Dan Le Batard Show.
Guess what? You're on it right now. Yay! We're on a scavenger hunt.
Yeah. Escalators go up, elevators go down. We gotta go down.
Oh, so we gotta go down. We're going to find this man's son. So we'll take the escalator to go up?
We think so.
Okay, we think so. That's the vote of confidence. Is your son cool? Okay. Well, he better be cheering for Iowa.
Yeah, he always is.
Good. Who's your favorite person on the show?
You.
She just loves me. She hates the rest of you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so.
I was going to stop listening to the show until they added you.
Screw her.
To Chris Cody, I have a child, and to Stugatz, Murray!
On the way up here, we had to listen to Stugatz while I was on my iPad. I just heard, Stugatz!
Fan of the show. She gets the show. And Dan, they say that they don't like you in Cleveland. That's not true. They love you.
How do you get to the club level?
How do we get to the club level? I love him. He makes me miss my dad.
I
don't know. I don't know where we are. We don't know where we're going.
I hate being a male. I hate to ask.
Emily, it's Lucy!
So I like Stugatz's weekend observations. I like Jessica's F1 minute.
Perfect.
And any time that Billy has anything dumb to say.
Do you? So all the time. Portal 42, Portal 42, Portal 42, 42, 42. You guys don't know how much this means to me. He's walking fast. Yes, okay.
I told you.
You didn't, right away, you looked like you didn't know. And your dad just sent us on a wild goose chase to find you. He's very directionally challenged. I'm just going to sit. Okay. We've been walking a long time. So you're a fan of the show?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I listen to the show on a sleep timer before I go to bed every night. That's why I do my show listening.
We don't put you to sleep,
you
though.
You put me to sleep, but I enjoy the soothing voice of, like, Stugatz's fake laugh.
Do you get, like, nightmares when you sleep? Do you hear Stugatz's voice in your dreams?
Sometimes Billy will antagonize me in my sleep, but it's never really that bad.
So, that guy was super nice. Was that interview worth the, like, 25-minute goose chase we went on? The first game's about to start. We're pretty much going to miss the start of the game. It was worth it. His dad, who I cannot remember his name for the life of me, I love him so much. So much. He can't get anywhere direction-wise. Life, as I've always said, is about the journey and not the destination. I have found Owie Montez, Caitlin Clark, but it's not Caitlin Clark. This is
Faklin. We go by Faklin.
So we're so excited. Game time brought us together to watch the Iowa game, cheer, be fans, and I feel like I'm walking with a celebrity.
All right, let's go.
Morley has been asked to go take a picture with the alumni of the women's basketball team. I don't think they know that she's not actually Caitlin Clark. Morley, I'm the big deal here. I'm gonna get a drink because I'm unbothered. I there are a lot of good things about me, but I know my weaknesses. Rhythm is one. Woo! Go on! Yeah! Go mean. Crazy! Woo! Let's go! Game time! Thank you so much. I love Dawn Stanley. I can't look at them all. I love her. Fight! Oh, I love Emma, call me.
right now because Camila Cardoso is a fucking dog.
Let's go, Hawks! Let's go, Hawks!
Yes! All right, she needs to slow down. She needs to slow down.
Come on, we got this.
Cause you had a bad day. You take you on down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. I took it down. Climbed the mountain and turned around. I saw my reflection till the landslide brought me down. Built my life around you. The time makes you bolder. Even children get older. And I'm getting older too.
What a roller coaster. I cannot believe.
Batting a thousand.
I feel terrible.
I cannot believe. I just felt like I relived the entire championship
Me
game.
Me too.
And I also.
I feel your pain.
I immediately insist that Metalark go about hiring Fakelyn Clark.
Thank you. I was totally fooled. I would rather have the Fakelyn Clark on the show than Caitlin Clark. I mean.
We had so many people come up to her. Like at the bar before the game, being like, oh my God, Caitlin, like it's an honor. I'm so nervous. I'm like, why would Caitlin Clark be at a bar before the national championship?
In uniform.
Why not?
In uniform.
That would be hilarious if Caitlin was to go have a couple of cold ones before the game.
Game Time actually brought us together. It was so much fun. Her real name is Orly, but she'll always be Fakelyn to me.
Orly. By the way, Dan, those are the tears you order. Are you happy now?
Yes. Thank you. Finally. Yes, finally, Metalark squeezes a little bit of juice out of Lucy's eyes on camera. Yes.
I was holding it together too, but the second they put Molly Davis in, I was like, nope. And I was like, Rose, please stop filming. Please stop filming. Please stop filming.
Don Lebatard.
Mike, Marty Schottenheimer passed away.
Stugatz.
Why do you sound so happy?
How did you say that?
Yeah, you're very excited.
That was the wrong tone.
I was not excited.
Unbelievable.
I was merely pointing out that a Browns legend had passed away.
Hold on. That was unbelievable.
Hey, guys. Marty Schottenheimer died.
Hold on.
And maybe the greatest coach to never win a Super Bowl.
Okay, I mean. Wait a minute. Settle down.
Do you hear?
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
All right, folks, it's time for Thursday Thunder. Thursday Thunder is sponsored by DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Drew Jugatti.
If people were listening yesterday, Drew Jugatti, did we hit all our bets?
I mean, me and Billy hit. I'm not sure what the other people were. You know what I mean? I tried to I don't know who. What was your bet, Jeremy?
I've got somebody.
He took a Masters.
The ones that happened came to fruition already. So salute to our partners at DraftKings for the motivation for the station. All righty, first leg of the. And I'd like to apologize. I'm going to start a new thing with this Thursday Thunder. Accountability. When I give you losers, you are going to choose my punishment from now on. I'm tired of losing America money, dog.
What are you doing?
I feel so bad, and I have to get with the program, bro. So
those are too high stakes. Who gets to choose your punishment?
The
what
fans
do you mean?
Of the show, we're going to put some polls out to what punishment I get
losing
their money.
But you get to choose what your punishments are.
I don't choose I'm a man of the people. I'm not like the rest of these people in here. I'm a man of the people. The people will say, hey, you lost me $30, so get your behind in this costume. Or do this punishment. Dunk tank. Accountability 2024.
I just want to be clear because you're playing a very dangerous game, Juju. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So you're allowing them to come up with suggestions of things you would have to do. Then you will take the best ones and you will choose the one that you want to do.
Yes, sir. Within reason. I'm going to give them the last couple on the poll and I'm going to go with that one. You feel me?
Okay.
Salute to the fans of the show and all the support from DraftKings and Thursday
Thunder. You're a man of the people, but why are you separating yourself from us by saying I'm not like you?
because you guys don't come through on your punishments in timely fashion. I live in Atlanta, so I wish I could.
Did you see the Rocky outfit?
We've all worn costumes, and I think that's really the reason that Dan liked Faklin Clark so much, is she's just in a costume.
Neither here nor there. First leg of the my parlay tonight. Isaiah Hartenstein. Oh, my goodness. Him with the Knicks right now, with the tragic news of Julius Randle going down, they've needed him more. That post, that pick and roll with him and Jalen Brunson, it's been working, and he gets a lot of lives. So Isaiah Hartenstein, over 8.5 points tonight, Daddy.
A lot of Knicks fans are mad at Stephen A. Smith because they don't understand what a fan favorite Hartenstein is.
Right.
And Stephen also, A. Smith keeps disrespecting him.
He said there was a player on the team that's not on the team anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
some people.
He's doing too many things.
He's doing a lot. He's doing a lot. It's hard to watch all the Knicks games.
In that sense.
Hell yeah. The second leg of the parlay. I'm going to travel to Light the Beam Land tonight with my little brother Keon Ellis. He has 7.5 points tonight. I think he's gonna go over that because I believe in the young brother. I love his dreadlocks as well. With Malik Monk been going out and Red Velvet from Sacramento, they've leaned on him, the rookie, and he's been had to step up, and he stepped up. I think the last game he had 26 points or so. So 7.5 should not be, it should be a breeze, ladies and gentlemen. Lock it in, Roy.
A breeze.
7.5 points in a playoff push.
He's hot, Dan.
Right, in the playoff
push. You know, he has been hot. Look, Juju, this is the thing. You're taking on punishments, and the last time I checked in with you, you were like 14 for your last 17 bets or something ridiculous.
No. I'm still, my average is still up. I'm like 16-3. It's just like I lost one leg per last couple weeks, and it's still losers. So I'm
but a punishment every time you lose seems
Juju,
absurd.
We've got to talk this out a little bit better. Right. But regardless, we will find consequences, but you're – I don't want to keep putting more and more pressure on you. You're 16-3 or whatever in your last 19.
He's doing it to himself.
That's good enough.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, but I feel like I can do more. And when this last leg, for the first time in Thursday Thunder history, I'm torn between two. Andrew Wiggins, 14.5 points, and Trayce Jackson-Davis, 10.5 points, because they're playing the Portland Trailblazers, who have nothing to live for in moments. Salute to Tom Haberstroh. I'm going to go with Trayce Jackson-Davis for over 10.5 points tonight. I think you can lock that in for the Warriors because they need these games, and Portland just ain't got what it takes.
I agree with Juju. Salute to Tom Haberstroh.
Was it necessary?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he works for the Blazers now. Yes. He works for the Blazers now. I want to respect his organization and love my brother.
Can we segue into something that I've been wanting to talk about for a couple days now, which was something that happened during the Knicks-Bulls game on Tuesday night? We have video, and if you have been online, you've probably seen this, or if you were watching the game, but it was Tibbs' homecoming at the United Center, Bulls-Knicks. The Bulls were down 9, and Torrey Craig had a breakaway and decided to do this off the backboard. Andre Drummond behind him thought he was lobbing it up for him to dunk.
He's a bull.
Blocked the dunk, and then on the next play, twisted his ankle so badly he had to be wheelchaired out of the arena. And this happened in a matter of like 5 seconds. It's emblematic of the Bulls' entire season, I think, and just how inconsistent and just bad and sad it's been. But holy shit, what a moment.
Let me watch that again. Take me through this here. Give me the play-by-play on this, on all of this again, because Andre Drummond
is a steal. 3-on-0. Lobs it up off the backboard. Andre Drummond thinks it's a pass. Tries to dunk it, but Craig is trying to dunk his own pass. Then he runs back. The Knicks miss a shot, and then he twists his ankle, landing on, I think, Hartenstein, or I can't tell who that is.
Done for the season. Damn.
Yeah, it was a horrible sequence of events. And there's this down 9, and you know how every single Chicago sports person probably said the same thing. They got cute, Dan. Never
just
get
lay it
cute.
In.
Cute. Can't get cute when you're down 9 at the end of a season where you're going to finish with a losing record for like the 6th year in a row. Brutal.
How does Drummond fall for that? Because no one has ever thrown a ball off the glass expecting Andre Drummond to slam it home.
No, listen.
Come on.
No, Stugatz, look, this is one of the best offensive rebounders I've ever seen. Like, I know
he's great.
No, hold on. He's a punchline. I understand that. But wait a minute, okay? We can make jokes all you want. I understand. Andre Drummond, easy punchline. The whole sport evolved past him. Hey, you can't shoot threes anymore, Drummond? Okay, I need your 7-footers. You got to shoot threes. Don't care that you're an offense rebounder. He's been bouncing around all over the league, and he's wildly athletic, by any measurement you choose, but the game just sort of went past even beyond him athletically.
Billy Donovan's gone, right? This is an open in Kentucky.
I mean, everyone was tweeting like, all right, he's calling Kentucky during halftime, right?
That's so unfair to Andre Drummond, man.
Honestly, I don't think it's his fault because I don't know how it's just bad. I don't know who to blame for this. It's just so bad.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've gotten distracted here by some news here that I just heard. And
Andre Drummond's a bull.
Andre Drummond just didn't believe it with his own two eyes. Torrey Craig is not about to do this. Catch a dunk off the bad boy.
Down nine.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. It must be for me.
On a breakaway.
Anyway, you were saying that?
I can't often say that in the history of doing this show, I have ever been greeted with news that sort of, I felt a sort of cold haunting. I'm not kidding you. I felt a physically cold haunting when I just learned here that and verified that O.J. Simpson has died. And when I tell you that my response to this was physical, it was visceral to hearing that news, it's because he represents, over the course of my lifetime, a kind of resonance that was teaching to America and one of the most fascinating sports figures in the history of not just American sports, but American pop culture, because he was one of the first black stars who crossed over into mainstream America, made it to the movies, made it to the commercials, and then stopped sort of identifying as black, became someone who was a symbol for I'm OJ. I can make it in any environment, and if I make my way into white environments where the police are, I might even be able to get some early access to control of how evidence is gathered in what looks like the murder of my ex-wife. And OJ Simpson as a name in American pop culture over the last 50 years, I don't know that there are a lot of names that I could give the audience through entertainment, through sports, through crime, birthing an entire apocalypse of murder podcasts that are consumed by a depressed America every day in record numbers. The fascination for all this started around a murder trial, around a sports icon who was an African-American icon who only identified as African-American so much until he lost his entire constituency and then ended up in a dashiki in a black church because he suddenly remembered he was black again after being at the height in Los Angeles of what birthed the Kardashians, Kardashian fame. Because Kardashian was one of the famous attorneys, and as you saw, Hollywood feed on itself because the lawyers devoured a system ill-equipped to handle a rich guy pounding it with his lawyers. And so most of America thinks that O.J. Simpson dies right now, having gotten away with murder, but then imprisoned for his memorabilia.
And then this is happening after Rodney King gets beaten by the police, so you got definitely a two America situation going into this trial. You got one side rooting for his acquittal, one side rooting for his guilt. It, like a huge dividing line in this one.
How do you feel America receives this today, for the most part?
Meh.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that's how I took it. Like, okay.
I feel like it's a wow. Holy shit.
It was a wow for me.
Same just now. I was like, wow, holy shit.
Well, you guys grew up seeing him play. You know, you guys grew up seeing him in his first movie. I grew up seeing him on NBC as a sideline reporter. I grew up seeing him on the Naked Gun movies and in this trial.
This is the
Hertz commercial.
This person was as big a star as there was an American celebrity back before he was accused of murder. Like this was the reincarnation of Jim Brown and a proper black man in that sports America who handled himself with such dignity that, yes, of course, we'll allow O.J. Simpson to be a commercial sales spokesman for Hertz Rent-A-Car and give you all the commercials. Man, you could say O.J. Simpson helped birth America getting to bigger sports stardom because he had such charisma in the early part of his life. The Ezra Edelman documentary, I would urge you, if you do not know this man's history, it's Oscar winning. It deserved it. It was the best of all the 30 for 30 to ever birthed the most comprehensive look at a real American icon, for better or worse.
The Mike and the Mad Dog one?
A little bit better than the one with Mike. Do you have the sound of Stugatz singing his dream song? Why don't you just end the segment, since Stugatz derailed us that way, because he wants to just talk about him being on the 130 for 30 he was on, singing the WFAN theme song.
They're talking sports, going at it as hard as they can.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world. But once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So, when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time! To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.